Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
First, let's just talk briefly with Sam Panionovich, the New England Sports Network gaming analyst. He's out of Boston, but really he's a Chicago guy and used to work here at WGN. He was on my Saturday show doing sports, among other things. So we still reach out to Sam once in a while for conversations about sports and gaming and sports gaming. I had a chance to talk to him just before the show today, and I asked him how his brackets were doing.
Surprisingly, King John, I have all four teams left. Usually, when we get through the first two rounds, I've lost at least one, sometimes two, but I have all four intact. Gonzaga, Purdue, Villanova, and Kansas. And I'll tell you what, that path for Kansas in Chicago is very nice. They are a 7.5-point favorite against Providence. And if they win that game, which they should, they're a 10-point favorite against Miami or Iowa State. So they have their bread buttered. Bill Self has always played really well in Chicago. Well, he doesn't play. He coaches. But that's a really good path for Kansas to get through Chicago.
No kidding, since if they beat Providence, they'll take on the winner of, as you said, Miami-Iowa State. And that's a 10 seed and an 11 seed. Wouldn't you like to go into the round of eight playing at worst, a 10 seed? But then again, maybe that doesn't mean so much, right, Sam? St. Peter's is still in it.
I'm pulling for St. Peter's, man. I think that's a great story. Shahid Holloway's done a great job with the Peacocks, the Fighting Peacocks. They're tough, man. They got city kids from New York. They got some kids from Jersey. They are very, very physical. But the issue with Purdue, or stopping Purdue for that matter, is that they have that 7'4 kid and then the 7-footer. They just dump the ball inside, they get fouled, and go to the free throw line. In the last game against Texas, Purdue shot 46 free throws. Texas shot 12. I mean, that's one of the largest discrepancies we've ever seen. So I don't know that we can properly gauge what Purdue is. They've got talent. We know they've got the bigs. They have an NBA guard in Jaden Ivey who can make a shot from anywhere on the floor. But we haven't really seen much else from them yet.
One of the things that's impressed me about the tournament, and maybe I should be reminded of this every year of the tournament, is how some of the kids don't seem intimidated, right? That some of these teams that you'd never heard of, son of a gun, they give Gonzaga a game in the first round, you know? And granted, all of them are a little nervous. Sometimes you see shots in the first few minutes that you know they'll all settle down, but I've just been impressed with the quality of play by some of the lower seeds. How about you?
Well, the teams are getting better around the country. I mean, that's clear. The athletes are better. The recruiting is better. To your point, and let me take it to my neck of the woods with the gambling side of it. So Gonzaga was a 23.5-point favorite against Georgia State in that first game.
Wow.
And at the half, it's 35-33. King, that money's already spent. And then what happened? Yeah. Gonzaga goes on a 21-0 run. And I am all of a sudden very, very nervous. Yeah, Gonzaga's a very good team. But these teams, the St. Peter's of the world, the Michigans of the world, not exactly in the same conversation as St. Peter's, but Michigan, an 11 seed that wasn't given a chance to do anything. They're in the Sweet 16. St. Peter's playing well. Arkansas playing well. Iowa State, Miami, UCLA, these are teams that weren't supposed to be this far. Even North Carolina, that's a blue blood in name, but they haven't played like a blue blood all year. When we get to 16 teams, these games get tougher to beat.
Well, talk to me about this. Illinois, are there any consequences for the coach that he can't get the team into the field of 16, or maybe the tournament is just such a wild card anymore that you can't beat Illinois up for not being able to win two games?
Before Brad Underwood got there, they hadn't been to the tournament in a long time. So that's the first part of the conversation. He got them back there, and that should count for something. Now, last year, they're a number one overall seed in their region, and they lose in the second round to Loyola. This year, they're a four seed. They shouldn't make it that far as a four, but again, they get dominated in that second game. And, you know, Underwood didn't have his best games as a coach. But at the same time, John, your players have to make shots, man. You look at Illinois against Houston. Cougars win 68-53. Illinois from the floor, 17 out of 50. and 6 of 25 from 3. And a lot of those three-pointers were wide open.
Yeah.
Is it Brad Underwood's fault that they missed 19 threes? No. But I also think schematically some things got away from him. And Kofi Coburn, oftentimes in this tournament, they didn't feed the guy who is 7'1 and 280 pounds. He had 11 shots against Houston. He should have had 20 shots. They stopped giving him the ball. And that is coaching. I don't think you make a move yet. He's still got good players. He's recruited extremely well. You give him another year. But next season, if Illinois gets into the tournament, assuming they do, and they're a 1, 2, 3, or 4 seed, yes, you have to pull the pin and make a change.
Wow. Any then games or surprises that you're picking going into the final 16?
No surprises. You know, I wanted to take St. Peter's plus the points, but I just couldn't pull the trigger.
What's the spread on that game, Sam?
12 and a half. Who do you like?
Against Purdue? No, I think God bless you guys. It's been a lot of fun. I had friends going online trying to buy Peacock swag, and like their online store wasn't even ready for it. So it would be so much fun to be wrong about this. But no, I got Purdue, and I'll take the points.
I like Villanova. I think everything Michigan does well, Villanova does it better. I told you last week, a team that shoots 83% at the foul line, which is on pace to be the best we've ever seen in college basketball. A team that drills free throws late means a lot to me. They also don't turn it over. They don't make mistakes. They make the extra pass. They hit open shots. Villanova is a very good basketball team with a tremendous coach.
Yeah.
So I like Villanova minus the 5. And then Pete Zimmerman, the Fighting Pete Zimmermans of Texas Tech, man. I love them. They play tonight at 8:39 Central against Duke in what I believe will be Mike Krzyzewski's last game in the Big Dance. I love Texas Tech, the number one defense in the country. It's a bunch of upperclassmen, John. 7 upperclassmen that Texas Tech rotates against pretty much 7 freshmen and sophomores. I am betting against Duke making big shots all game against Texas Tech.
That's a 3 versus a 2. And one more time, your final 4. Who do you got winning it all, Sam?
Kansas over Gonzaga.
Kansas over Gonzaga. Okay, buddy. Maybe we'll check in again next week. It's always good to get your insight. Appreciate you giving us some of your time.
Thank you, sir.
That's our friend Sam Panionovich. We had a chance to visit with him before. You know, he likes the Fighting Peacocks, don't we all? But do you like them against Purdue? There's a thread on Reddit for college basketball, and it says this is what NIL, name, image, likeness. College athletes can now cash in on their name, image, and likeness. They can say, hey, I'm a famous college basketball player, and then they can be an advertising vehicle and make money, right? The thread says this is what NIL was created for. At Peacocks, men's basketball guard Doug Edert has a deal with Buffalo Wild Wings. Mid-major players getting recognized for their hard work on the big stage. This is what March is all about. And then here's a picture of him just with that unruly haircut of his, and that someday that's going to be a good mustache. And he doesn't even look like a gigantic college basketball player that you see these days. These kids are really big and strong, and he's fine. But he's not the image that you sometimes see on the floor. There he is, kind of ruffled, and he's got a big table full of Buffalo Wild Wings in front of him. And he tweeted out, overtime equals more great times at Buffalo Wild Wings and 6 free boneless wings. And then he talks about how Blazing Rewards members can cash in and get a discount on chicken. And then he's getting paid a sum of money. I don't know what it is for that, but that's where the world is these days.